a very pleasant good day to you. And this is Elcott, The Next Step. And I'm Dr. Ed Elcott. And in a moment, I'll be joined by you. Your phone calls here to Dr. Ed Elcott's Elcott, The Next Step, our help and information and education segment. And you can reach me by calling Elcott, 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 and continue dialing those digits. Soon, one of our operators will reach you. It could very well be at a time and at a place that you least expect it. So don't think you'll get your question answered here on the program. It may be answered somewhere else in your day-to-day activities. We'll be right back. Well, thank you, Dr. Elcott. This is Phil Hendry, and I want to tell everybody that listens to the Phil Hendry Show podcast that we would like to reach out to you right now, and here's what I'd like you to do. We want to keep the Phil Hendry podcast free. We don't want to put it back behind the paywall. We want this to be available to you. And to that end, what we want to do is to begin to bring on board advertisers that are going to meet your needs, advertisers that are going to present to you products and services that are the kinds of products and services that you would use in your life. You, Phil Hendry Show listeners. Now, you guys are pretty unique. You're above average in intelligence. You're above average in sense of humor. You're just above average, okay? So what we have to do is get inside your heads a little bit and find out what you need in terms of product and service. So we're going to ask you to take a quick survey, just to fill out a short anonymous survey. It's not going to take more than 5 minutes. Your answers are going to help our show match you with advertisers. Now, listeners who complete the survey will be entered into an ongoing monthly raffle to win $100 and a $100 Amazon gift card. So that's kind of cool. Like I said, it's a very, very quick survey, but it's going to help us keep the podcast free. It's going to match you up with products and services that you need, and it'll get you entered into a monthly raffle for a $100 Amazon gift card. We promise we're not going to share any email information. I wouldn't have you do this if that were the case. Not at all. We're not selling your email address. We won't send you email unless you win. So what we'd like you to do right now is go to podsurvey.com/Phil. Can you remember that? Podsurvey.com/Phil. All right, take our survey, get a chance to win a $100 Amazon gift card in the process. Help us keep the Phil Hendry podcast free and not go back behind the paywall. Fill out this survey. Let's get advertisers matched up with you, the most unique and intelligent radio and podcast listeners around. I dare say no one would argue with that, Bud Dickman.
Yeah.
Remember, that's podsurvey.com/Phil, podsurvey.com/Phil. Well, welcome back to Elcott, The Next Step. I am Dr. Ed Elcott. I am Elcott North. Having engendered to Elcott North from my original status as an enterling, or one who has entered and is being immersed. Boy, we would sure love to see your name on our immersion wall at Wampaw University in the Elcott Dome. That is where we begin the enshrining process of all Elcott devotees, Elcott North, South, East, and West, and of course our preservatives, those Elcott, The Next Steps, who are now of our priest and nunnery, and then become apricot or strawberry preserves put up by an old lady in a clapboard house sometime in the late 1930s. That is the excellence of the time travel and mind continuum. So you have time travel, you have your mind continuum. You've got a lot on your plate. You have an awful lot on your psychic and metaphysical plate. And Elcott, The Next Step, will try and give you as much information and guidance as we possibly can. And I can assure you that once you have elicited from yourself the needed a commitment to Elcott, The Next Step, the sky is the limit, as they like to say. Well, I'm very excited to take some phone calls here on Elcott, The Next Step, and we're going to do that right now. Let's go to Hans. He's calling us from Denver, Colorado at work today. Hans, a pleasant good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Elcott.
What can we do for you?
Dr. Elcott, I've begun my program here in Denver, Colorado. I recently arrived from Europe where I've been studying, and I wanted to know what you thought of the immersion and preservative step.
Well, Hans, that's a very interesting question. Are you now taking your priestly vows? Have you been? Are you being probed?
I went to the probing, and as you might expect, and I want to say, by the way, Dr. Elcott, to anybody who is thinking of being priestly and moving to the apricot level, the probing is immaculate.
It's truly amazing, isn't it?
It really is, and I want everyone to know that, especially if you have certain phobias and so forth, it's none of the things you would imagine. Believe me, I'm the most circumspect person when it comes to that, and I didn't feel anything in my throat. I didn't feel anything in the sense that you would feel something in the back of your body, you know.
Yes. Well, you and I could sit and have a very long conversation, Hans, about the probing that begins with your priesthood studies as you move into the jam preserve state when you become spirit. People will ask us what that means. You as a novitiate and as a seminarian, what would you say that is?
Yes, you've become spiritually a jam. You are spreadable, you are in a jar, or not literally, but you spiritually you're a jam. I can't explain it. It is
difficult, isn't it?
Yes, it is. I'm a strawberry, right? But I don't think, I think I might want to move into a grape.
All right, well, thank you very much for your phone call, and that's Hans. If it sounded like I was rushing him off the phone, let me say that there are so many elements to Elcott. There is Elcar, the demon that is ever present, and then there is Epcot. Epcot is that portion of the Elcott journey which distracts us. It makes us feel as if Elcott is nothing more than a fun ride, one of these bumper car fun ride, a play ride. I don't know how you'd articulate it. In Elcott, we call it the Miseria. That is Elcott speak for amusement park or popcorn stand, and that is emblematic of much time wasted. So that's why we call it Epcot, because Epcot is the wasting of spiritual life. It is the wasting of emotional life. And we call it Epcot because many of us had passed through the schooling at Disney, the Disney Animation Studios, to become Disney animators. And we're very, very disillusioned by the experience. I felt, as a Disney animator, that I would transcend my physical body and become a character in one of these films. It sounds silly now, but it was my fervent desire to transcend myself and become Pluto or Goofy or Mickey Mouse. It sounds very silly now as I think back on it, and yet I did attempt suicide when I was told by one of the animation heads that I could not, in his mind, become Mickey Mouse or become a part of the Mick Minnie, which is the overall mother-father experience that we perceive it to be in Elcott. Disney knows nothing of these studies. These are conducted by the Elcott Institute into the transcendence. But Mick Minnie, I desired so much, and when I was told that they felt I needed a psychiatrist, that I should be wrapped in a straitjacket and put into the back of a state vehicle with soft sides tied to a gurney, transported to a psychiatric hospital, and then held on a 72-hour observation. Naturally, I recoiled with horror at what they were suggesting, even though all I ever really wanted was the McMinn. Here is Deborah. Good morning, Deborah. How are you?
Good morning, Dr. Elkett. I'm so interested in what you're saying this morning. Thank you, program. First of all, I'm hearing impaired. I didn't know you could tell.
Yeah, I can tell that you have a slight hearing impairment. You know that Elkott, the next step, can purify the inner ear and the ear canal.
I wanted to call you about that. Can you tell me a joke about that?
Well, Deborah, you know that before you are involved in the purifying of the ear canal through Epcot and through the Epcot Elder State, you should be aware that this is all part of the spiritual process of Elcott.
No, I know that. I'm totally aware of that. And I want it to me, but I wanted to make sure you knew that.
Well, what would you... The step is very easy. What you do is simply get a hot ear cleanser. You need to melt the wax because you haven't cleaned your ears in months, possibly years. Okay?
Well, are you union?
No, if you don't get the Q-tip in there good and deep, I'm not here to talk about cleaning. You first have to master these. Clean your ears so that there isn't filth in there, and you call me back, Deborah. Deborah is at a gross level. The status of Deborah is at a gross level, and one that cannot be addressed at this time until she does address those gross level. That would be, for instance, cleaning your ears, making sure that you observe good hygiene in the bathroom, blowing your nose, something as simple as that. We had a young man who had entered our novitiate at our ashram here in Wampaw, New York, and he had glided up the first three steps, almost floating. And I wanted to talk with him about his plans because he did bear a striking resemblance to he who would do us harm. That is another name for Elkar, as if he was immersed in Elkar. So I wanted to ask him, without alarming him or getting Elkar involved, who is always he who would harm and is observing at every level. So I asked him quite simply, do you brush your teeth? Do you use mouthwash? And he turned and with a very decided no, very much educated me to the reality that there wasn't a toothbrush or a bottle of mouthwash that he'd come near, possibly in years. It was that pronounced. Well, we'll take a break and be right back here with more on Elkar the next... Elkott, excuse me. Elkar snuck in there. In fact, yes, I can feel Elkar. It's very interesting. When Elkar notices that you're letting down and remembering that man who came to our novitiate in the ashram and assumed the form of he who would float, which is another word for he who would do us harm, which is another word for Elkar. Elkar just now had made his presence known to me up my left leg. And check me out on this, Jerry.
Yes.
The left leg near my testicles.
Yes.
All right, because we do have an Elkar meter, and we can read wherever he is in this room. I'm sensing that there's laughter, and so let's take a break. If there is laughter, there can be no Elkott the next step. Please do not laugh during these morning subsistence tutorials, and we will be right back. Elkott the next step, from Wampaw University in New York. A presentation of the Department of Agriculture at Wampaw University. Dr. Ed Elkott presiding. For more information, write to Elcott The Next Step, care of Wampaw University, Clearinghouse B or C. Again, Clearinghouse B or C. Wampaw, New York, New York, New York.
For a transcription of today's program, write to Dr. Ed Elcott, The Next Step, Wampaw University, Wampaw, New York. Solely responsible for its own content.
Laughter is something that is a blessed, blessed thing. Laughter can free us, and it can create inside of us a vacuum into which all constructive and life-enhancing elements may be inserted. But if laughter comes at a time when the Elcar probes, or when the probing is disrespected by those who do the bidding of he who would float, then it becomes a non-issue and flattens your life experience. Well, good day to you. This is Dr. Ed Elcott. We're taking phone calls from all over, not just our country, but the world, as we discuss Elcott The Next Step with novitiates or people who are simply interested in it, perhaps like yourself. We'll go to another phone call, and I've got Myron or Marvin.
It's Melvin.
Melvin, good morning, and or good day to you, wherever you are.
Good day to you. Dr. Elcott, I'm calling you from Japan. I'm in Kyoto, Japan, and I'm a teacher here.
Oh, how wonderful. And have you done much exploring? Are you very busy?
I'm busy. I haven't been out of the classroom at all, and haven't had much time to go and see the rest of the country, but I'm looking forward to it, and I really want to, learn more about this wonderful country.
It's a wonderful country, and a country of great contrasts, and certainly a nation of very curious people, loving people, and I hope you enjoy your time there.
And I was going to ask you, Dr. Elcott, had you been here?
Yes, I was in Japan. I was studying in Japan some 20 years ago. As I began my studies and I began my seeking, it was a very, very a fruitful time for me. And it was at that time that I met a young woman by the name of Lorraine. She was Japanese, given the name Lorraine by her Japanese mother. She did not know her father. The suspicion is that he was a United States serviceman.
There's an awful lot of that here, Dr. Elcott. I almost said the dirty one.
No, but you didn't. You resisted the temptation. Did you feel Elcar?
Yeah, yes, I did. He was holding on to me by my ears.
It's exciting, though, when you recognize it, isn't it?
It was. But it's also disturbing because he was holding my ears, and he was violating my...
This is a ongoing process, as you know, in Elcott The Next Step. You never really know where it's going or what you'll become at the other end of it. The strawberry, apricot, and grape jam / preservative status of our priests was discovered by one Hinckley Brewer, who was one of the founding members of our priesthood when Elcott The Next Step was founded by my great-grandfather, Dr. Harvin Glacular Elcott. He took the middle name Glacular as a way of melding his personality and self between the greater universe and that which is stuck to a kitchen counter. Now, you understand that in Elcott, the ego is subsumed. The smaller the ego, and the less outwardly profitable or ornate our lifestyle, the deeper and deeper and deeper we go into the Elcott tunnel, that is, immersed in the Elcott. So my great-great-grandfather, Dr. Harden Glacular Elcott, Harden Glacular Elcott, the Hardon is silent, the Harden is pronounced, and the first name is never remembered. But Glacular is that melding between galaxy and something that fell off someone's breakfast plate and hardened on the counter. And someone asked me, well, wouldn't that be egg yolk? And I said, not necessarily. And it was then that their eyes opened and off to the Wampaw rectum, which in our religion has nothing whatsoever to do with the human anatomy. Please understand, the rectum is where our priests and novitiates are trained scrupulously and in a very pronounced and loud manner for 2 weeks. So when you go to the Wampaw rectum, even if you walk by, you'll hear shouts, hoots, you'll hear exhortations and people laughing loudly, almost mocking others. You won't hear any, it will sound like a gymnasium. But there is, I can assure you, no athletic sport taking place, although what is taking place is very rigidly purifying. Well, I know that as my son would say, I lay a lot on you, and I don't mean to, but Elkhart, the next step, is such a peaceful state. Once you reach the next step, as I have, as Elkhart, the next step, Dr. Elkhart North, once you have reached that purified state, you are then, and only then, at pure peace as you live in the back seat of an abandoned car. My voice cracked there because the power of Elkhart love and Elkhart egolessness melded inside of me there for a very brief moment. And it felt good. It felt very, very good. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Elkhart, the Next Step from Wampaw University in Wampaw, New York. I'm your announcer, Hovey Brewer. My father, Hinckley Brewer, was the founder of the preservative state. When you become an apricot jam, as my father once said, you don't know how good you've got it. Elkhart, the Next Step, can be that next step. Won't you please write for our Elkhart primer and the five vowels followed with the four miracles and the five ways of moving through the great atrocity.
Elkhart, the Next Step. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is John Jameson, and I am the founder of the Elkhart Preservative Lodge in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're looking for new people to start new Elkhart lodges around the country with an eye toward implementing by the year 2021. That is when full Elkhart status will take place. If you are of a mind and you have a pickup truck or some large vehicle that can carry big seed pods, no, not like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. I'm almost laughing at the notion. No, please, no. No, if you have a truck and you can carry large seed pods, which will be planted in the ground, and they grow gigantic beanstalks, no, they don't go all the way to the sky. I can see I'm going to have to start all over again with a lot of you. Just write for information to me in care of the Elkhart, the Next Step Lodge, Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Start your own Elkhart the Next Step Lodge. Write to Wampaw University for franchise information.
Welcome back here to Elkhart the Next Step. I am Dr. Ed Elkhart North. You heard just momentarily from one of our lodge leaders that we do travel with large seed pods. Now, that was a preeminent step and one that he may be censored for. And to be honest with you, I don't know why that announcement made it onto our broadcast today. But let me just say, it's really not that, as the kids would say, big of a deal. The seed pods that we ask those of you with trucks, flatbed trucks are preferable, or anyone with a half-ton or a one-ton truck, that would be outstanding. We ask you to transport these seed pods, not to lay them next to someone's bed and wait for them to go to sleep. And we did run into this kind of problem when we were first emanating. No, this is to plant these seed pods in the backyards of new members so that simply a large tree can grow. It is not threatening in any way. It will not take over your mind. And I have to laugh sometimes when we hear from people who say that it has. No, it hasn't. I have a tape recording I can play for you right now, if we can rack that up, of a Elcott novitiate who had called earlier in the week, and I talked to them. They were at work, actually, in a nightclub, which made this very interesting indeed. Let's play that tape.
Oh, it's happening.
And what do you feel is happening?
I can feel it. My wife is on stage now. I feel I can't tell them. I'm not sure they're nice.
You don't feel you're talking right. Was a seed pod planted in your backyard, Dean?
Yes, it was. There was a seed pod planted in the backyard by the night. And I think that I mutated into the bug.
Are you feel you're mutating into a bug, did you say?
No, I'm mutating into the tree.
Well, did the large tree grow?
Yes, the large tree grew.
And it put a squirrel in it. You're saying that the tree... Were these the squirrels that were bedeviling you? I believe you mentioned something about the migrating squirrel. Well, there is the phone call that I got. That was from a Mr. Dean Wheeler. Many of you know Dean Wheeler as one of our former franchisees in Northern California. And Dean and his wife, Emerelda, had one of the first Elcott the Next Step ashrams. There was a falling out. No hard feelings. There was a falling out. We were very sorry to see Dean and his wife leave Elcott the Next Step. But the seed pod had been planted, and the tree to which the heavens it does aspire began to grow. It was at that time that Dean's wife, Emerelda, began to take on aspects of he who would float. And as you know, that is Elkar in the most feminine state. I asked Dean if he wouldn't monitor his wife and use those Elcott tools which can track. He objected strenuously, and I'll tell you why. We mean no disrespect when we say that those tools which can track are essential electrodes that are attached to wires which we tape near the female genitals. Dean was upset that I had sent out one of our top trackers, Whiff Bailey. And Whiff is a very attractive young man. Dean found this to be threatening and threw Whiff through a window. Yes, yes. Oh, my God. Yes. Threw Whiff through a window out onto the pavement. And Whiff was then transported rapidly to an area hospital, where he then did leave corpulence and melded with the preservative branch of Elcott. It's still emotional for me as I think on it. And Dean, you know that we will still embrace you, but you must track Emerelda. We feel she is melded with he who would float. And the seed pod, which we so desperately need for you to plant in your backyard, whether or not there is a migrating squirrel living in it is beside the point. And I'm told that this is... Dean, are you feeling better?
I am feeling better. This was a psychosomatic issue, though, Dr. Elcott. I asked you to look into that.
I did look into it. And you were not turning... you were not morphing into plant life. You were simply talking as if your tongue had swollen to three times its size. Had you been stung by a bee?
No, I wasn't stung by a bee. I looked in the mirror, and my tongue was purple, and it was three times its own size. I was talking like that.
Yes, I heard it. It was very comic. But what you did to Whiff Bailey, let no man ever have to witness.
Whiff Bailey was attaching electrodes to my wife's vagina.
Dean, it's not necessary.
Good. Whiff Bailey was attaching electrodes to my wife's vagina.
Dean is still in a state of gross level immaculance. He knows not what he say. He know not what he do or what he am. I.R. Elcott, I.R. Elcott.
I.R. Elcott, I.R. Elcott.
I no take drugs no more.
I no take drugs no more. I.R. Elcott, I.R. Elcott.
Well, I'm going to have to say goodbye to you again. We will meet again next week. As you know, Phil Hendry and his crew, as Phil likes to call it, Phil Hendry and his crew are not here today, but we'll be back again tomorrow with news from Phil's one-man show. And don't forget to take your podcast survey at podsurvey.com/Phil. That's podsurvey.com/Phil. Until next time, this is Dr. Ed Elcott saying, let the tree grow, let the wind blow, let me hold you tight, tighter than we've ever been before. Elcott will then transmigrate, and the one who floats will be no more. I.R. Elcott.
I.R. Elcott.
The migrating squirrel may come and go, but the tree lives on.
I.R. Elcott.
I.R. Elcott, I.R. Elcott.
I.R. not take drug no more.
Elcott, the next step. A presentation of Wampaw University. For transcripts of today's broadcast, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to Elcott, the next step, care of Wampaw University, Wampaw, New York, Wampaw Land.
I.R. Elcott.
I'm holding for Dr. Elcott.
Can't help you.
I'm holding for Dr. Elcott. This is Dean Wheeler.
Yes, Dr. Elcott, on the air now.
Dr. Elcott, what?
Dr. Elcott's off the air now.
Oh, he's off the air? Is he off the air? I was just talking to him about... I'm Dean Wheeler.
Yes, sir.
And I was a former franchise. I was a very, very high-level person in Elcott the Next Step, and now I'm being forced to wait on a phone. I'm on hold on a phone. Do you know what that's like?
I'm sorry, sir. Okay.
Well, I'll tell you what it's like. I used to be a very high level in that organization. Are we on the air now?
No, sir. We're on the air.
Well, I used to be in a very high level in that organization, and now I'm sitting on hold on a phone. I'm sitting in a phone booth. Do you know what a big drop that is?
I'm not, sir.
Ed Elcott, hello.
Dr. Elcott, it's Dean Wheeler.
Dean, how are you? I'm sorry I didn't have more time for you.
Dr. Elcott, I think you owe me an explanation. You hung the phone up on me.
Dean, please, you were talking in a very negative manner, and you were trying to mellifify the tools of transference.
What was I saying that wasn't true?
It doesn't matter if it's true or not. Of course it's true, and we do probe, beginning with the vaginal area, because that is where your wife is most expressive, Dean.
I want you to attach the electrodes to her throat.
Your wife, her future and her talents are not attached to the throat or any of the vocal apparatus. When I read her, and I've done three readings now,
your readings don't mean shit to me. You understand that?
Dean, please.
No, your readings don't mean shit to me.
Dean, please.
No. No.
Dean, I'm trying to... When I did my readings on her, and I put on... I used two layers of latex glove when I began the fingering.
Come on, you're up.
All right, well, suit yourself. Are you there? Hello?
No, I'm down. Can't think he's done.
I think he's hung up.
Right. Okay, next time,
fuck you.